In this bulletin, international flights into Melbourne to resume from the 8th of April, an allegation of sexual assault levelled against the New South Wales Government MP, and in AFL, Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas signs a contract extension to 2023. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Victorian government has announced international flights into Melbourne will resume from the 8th of April. Flights haven't arrived in Melbourne since February, when a hotel quarantine worker contracted the UK variant of the virus from a returned traveller, triggering a snap five-day lockdown. The government has now conducted major reviews into the hotel quarantine system, with airflow out of rooms blamed for the leakage of the virus. Acting Premier James Molino says Victoria will initially accept up to 800 passengers a week, increasing to 1,120 people once all ventilation assessments in hotels are completed.
I have written to the Prime Minister advising him of Victoria's capacity in terms of returning flights and our hotel quarantine system, advocating for a nationally consistent approach to ventilation. So Victoria's the only jurisdiction that has done this additional work in terms of ventilation, so we want to share that.
More than 36,000 Australians remain stranded overseas. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's shocked by an allegation that Nationals MP Michael Johnson assaulted a female sex worker in the Blue Mountains. Mr Johnson has resigned from his role as Parliamentary Secretary after identifying himself as the politician at the centre of the allegation raised under parliamentary privilege by Labor MP Trish Doyle. A statement from Mr Johnson says he's voluntarily spoken with New South Wales Police and says he's confident any investigation will find he's innocent. Ms Berejiklian says she wasn't aware of the allegation until it was raised in Parliament.
I joined everybody else in being absolutely shocked at the serious allegations that were raised, and somewhat relieved that it's subject to a police investigation. I think all of us want to make sure that justice is served well and properly, and the alleged victim needs to be able to have a process where nothing is prejudiced. So I'm going to be really careful in what I say, because all of us want to get to the bottom of this and want it to be done properly.
Attorney General Christian Porter and Defence Minister Linda Reynolds look set to lose their portfolios in the federal government's second cabinet reshuffle in 3 months. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been facing many questions over the futures of both ministers when they return from medical leave. There are reports Mr Porter will lose his portfolio to Michaelia Cash, while Senator Reynolds' responsibilities are expected to be given to Peter Dutton. The reshuffle should be announced as early as tomorrow. New South Wales authorities say most river systems across the state have peaked, but floodwaters will linger for days. The State Emergency Service has issued an all-clear notice for the Kempsey CBD, Taree Estate, North Haven and Laurieton, indicating it's safe for residents to return to their properties. But other parts of the state remain areas of continued concern, with major flood warnings still in place for the McIntyre, Gwinder, Mehi, Clarence, Hawkesbury, Nepean and Colo Rivers. SES Superintendent Mitch Parker says the Moree and Boggabilla communities in the north of the state are of particular concern.
We've seen two lives lost. It's a very serious incident for someone to go and drive into the floodwaters, whether they did or intended to or not. We have not seen any lives lost or any significant harm in the Moree area at this point in time. We are encouraging people to adhere to any warnings and advice given by the emergency services.
In the AFL, Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas says he's ecstatic to sign a contract extension that ensures he finishes his career at the club. Jonas was initially a rookie list signing at the Power and has played 159 games since his AFL debut in 2011. The 30-year-old's now signed a new deal tying him to Port until the end of the 2023 season. Let's have a look at the weather for today. Across the country, it's sunny in Perth and 26. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 21. In Melbourne, a shower or two and 20. Showers easing for Hobart, where it's 21. Much the same for Canberra, also 21. Possible shower in Wollongong, 25. Much the same for Sydney, 28. Mostly sunny in Newcastle, 27. A sunny 31 degrees in Brisbane, 31. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm, 32. And much the same for Darwin, 31 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.